right now at 7:38, I am going to unveil my Mount Rushmore of annoying pseudo-celebrities.
Ah, yes. I've been waiting for this.
Now, it may surprise you, Sully is not on my Mount Rushmore.
What?
And that is because I believe Sully, at the very least, while he is a publicity hound, Sully, at the very least, is competent. He is a competent veteran airline pilot. He knows how to fly a plane. And yes, he did make the right and proper moves that day, an adequate landing and all of that. So Sully is not on my Mount Rushmore because he's competent. What you're going to find here is a list of incompetent people and a list of people that somehow have become celebrities and they're in no way should be. So here we go. In the Thomas Jefferson spot, which is second from the left, slightly off center, I present Dr. David Dow. A few years ago, he was asked by United Airlines to give up his seat on an overbooked flight. He refused, which is okay. But when security guards came to escort him off the plane, the 69-year-old turned into a 6-year-old, refusing to get up, making them drag him off the plane.
So genius.
His reward for being a gigantic baby, a $10 million settlement with the airlines.
Yes.
During the lawsuit, Dr. David Dow described his ordeal as, quote, more horrifying than his experience of the fall of Saigon during the Vietnam War.
Well, if he went through both,
he knows.
But he's not the hero that many would like to make him out to be. Just look at his past. He was arrested in 2003 as part of an undercover operation. 2 years later, he was convicted on 6 felony counts of obtaining drugs by fraud and deceit. And in 2005, he was sentenced to 5 years probation. He was also convicted for writing prescriptions and checks to a male patient in exchange for sexual favors.
Technicalities.
February of 2005, he surrendered his medical license in the state of Kentucky. In response, the state medical licensing board issued a suspension that was lifted in 2015, but the board has since placed severe restrictions on Dow's ability to practice internal medicine. But the whole world felt sorry for him when he was dragged off that plane.
He's a true American hero.
In the Abe Lincoln spot, far right, very prominent, I present Rudy Rudiger, the most celebrated bad athlete ever.
Oh, man.
Nobody has eaten up the limelight more than this longtime bench warmer slash trainer, so much so that Notre Dame legend Joe Montana thinks Rudy is a fraud. And according to the authorities, they do too. In 2011, Rudiger was charged with, quote, lack of oversight while serving as chairman of Rudy Beverage Inc., which was publicly traded and involved in a pump and dump scheme. A settlement in the case with the Securities and Exchange Commission required Rudiger to pay $380,000 in fines. Rudy Rudiger, one of the greatest players in Notre Dame history, just ask him.
He is greatness. Rudy is greatness.
Yeah, so far,
you
this
admitted
is a really
he's the
Mount
Abe Lincoln
Rushmore
of sports. That's pretty huge.
As I continue to unveil my Mount Rushmore of annoying pseudo-celebrities, we move to the Teddy Roosevelt spot. Second from the right, almost obscured in the back, I present Clock Boy. This hood rat brought something that looked like a bomb to school and was invited to the White House and named Muslim of the Year by a major organization.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had been celebrated like that for all the hood rat stuff I did. Granted, his parents kept the story alive and seemed to enjoy the publicity even more than Clock Boy. One annoying footnote, he has only one shirt, a NASA shirt, and I think we all know that the Nazis helped start NASA, Nuff said.
Man.
Golly.
And finally, in the George Washington spot on my Mount Rushmore of annoying pseudo-celebrities, it's far left, it's way out in front, it's the most prominent position. That spot goes to Chewbacca Mom.
Yeah, leave her alone.
She is
seen her
sweet and brings joy to
seen
millions.
Her forever.
She went viral when her 30th take of fake laughing while wearing a Chewbacca mask in her car finally caught on, and the gullible faction of Americans bought it. Candace Payne, who upon further investigation had been trying to get something to go viral for years, was celebrated like our greatest war heroes. Her kids, for some reason, were given full-ride college scholarships.
As well they should have.
She was invited to appear on every national talk show. She was given a shopping spree to Kohl's, a trip to Disneyland, invitations to throw out the first pitch at Major League Baseball games, all for wearing a mask and fake laughing. She then started charging for autographs and for public appearances, then desperately tried to hang on to her fame by pitching a book about her life story to publishers, and someone took the bait.
I'm interested. I don't know if she...
Master took it.
Never before has anyone wanted to be more famous than Chewbacca Mom, and never before has anyone deserved it less. Welcome to my Mount Rushmore of the most annoying pseudo-celebs, Chewbacca Mom.
That's the Mount Rushmore people you have wronged.
Yes, that's what that is.
Is the Chewbacca mask going to be on the mountain?
Yeah.
That would be so funny.
No, we are not going to let her hide behind that. It's going to be her actual face. Oh, and this just in, America supports me. Thank you so much.
We don't. Not all of America.
Fake news.
Not all of America. All right, 7:45 on the ticket. First round of the NFL draft is tonight. Let's talk about those quarterbacks next.